Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, well it's always good to talk to our state comptroller, right? Because Kevin Lembo has projected a fiscal year 2020 budget deficit of $31.6 million, reflecting November's updated revenue consensus forecast and revised expenditure outlook. Mr. Lembo, how are you, sir?
Good morning. I was getting a little nervous about how that was going to go. This could be bad news. We got Lembo on the line.
That's just us.
We do that to Keith fans.
That's just us mixing up syntaxes and stuff. Kevin, give us a little background on how the November numbers have affected your fiscal look at 2020.
Sure. So there's a couple of things going on. One is we've got some up and down on the revenue side. Remember the old plastic bag tax?
Yep.
Right.
They projected that was going to bring in a whole lot more than it did.
Yes, yep. Much more.
Yep.
Bad news from a revenue perspective, but really good news for the environment. I mean, some of us are remembering to carry those bags into the store, so that's good news.
True, okay.
On the other side, tax refunds are up more than anticipated.
Okay.
And on the positive side, sales tax is actually up about $40 million. So when you get that all out and then also subtract out some changes in the fringe accounts, because there are fewer retirements than were anticipated, that leaves us with that $31.6 million. Now, I think you're right. I mean, it's better to be up than down.
Yes.
But it's 31.6 on a very big budget.
Yeah.
And what it tells us is we need to watch this really closely and also not freak out or read too much into what's happening.
Well, Kevin, in the past, you know, and memories fade, I guess they do. But, I mean, the fact is I looked at that number, you know, 31.6, and I'm going to 31.8, no, 6. And I'm going, you know, well, it's been a lot worse in the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The one thing that does concern me, though, Ray, is that this budget correctly built in a surplus into it. So they built in some margin in. So what this number means is we've eaten through that margin, and now we're showing a slight negative. But, like, I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff on the healthcare side that's going to bring in additional savings. I know agencies are working really hard to try to, you know, bring some things under control to try to get back to zero. The OPM secretary is awesome, and I know she's managing very tightly on her end. So, you know, it's just, you know, we have to keep an eye on it, and we have to also keep an eye on the larger economy that we have no control over, but yet we are will be the victims or the beneficiaries of, depending on how things go.
Is this a number that can change?
Say again?
Can this number change the projected deficit? Could it not be 31.6 million?
Absolutely. We could be back in positive territory next month, depending on what goes on during the month. So this is a live number, and it changes every month, and it changes, frankly, from day to day, though you don't want me reporting it day to day. So monthly, we report out where we are, but I'm hopeful that we can end the year in positive territory, but at a minimum, make sure, you know, we end with a zero, with neither surplus or deficit. On the good news front, guys, I'll say, you know, we've talked a lot about the rainy day fund over the years.
Yes.
That rainy day fund balance right now is at $2.5 billion.
Pretty nice.
And you'll remember that, you know, when I originally brought that legislation to the legislature a number of years ago now, you know, folks were saying, you're crazy. They're never going to do this. They're never going to tie their hands. But yet they did. And as a result, we have a substantial cushion to lean on when and if the economic expansion adjusts or turns down.
Yeah, there you
are. Well, it's just a question of when. But we're about 10 years into a recovery, right? So, you know, everybody should be sort of watching that, watching the Fed spread, watching what's going on in the economy, and understanding that, you know, there's ups and downs to everything. We got to ride and plan.
I don't know if you're the right person to ask you to ask this, but I'm going to, Kevin. Are there rules and regulations as to when the rainy day fund can be used?
Oh, absolutely. And I think I am the right person to ask.
Oh, okay. Good. Right. Good shot,
Joe. The governor has been great because, you know, look, when it was $100 million or even $500 million, it was not much to see there. But now that you're at $2.5 billion, suddenly it's a little hard to hide
right.
the savings account. And folks look at it and say, hey, you know, we've got some needs or demands or whatever it is. And I'm not right. judging those demands. But I'm saying that if we believe in stuff, we have to appropriate it through the budget, not rely on the rainy day fund to fund things. That's one-time money by any definition.
Right.
So the governor has said pretty clearly, no, we know why it's there, and we're going to stick to that. To answer your question, Joe, there has to be an actual economic emergency,
okay.
or we have to close the year in deficit, at which point we move whatever we need to zero out the fiscal year that just closed.
Is there a cap on how much can be in the rainy day fund?
Yeah, so we've moved the percentage from, I think it was 10, and then it moved up a little bit, up to 15, which, you know, when I talk to my colleagues around the country, that's a good number that gives you, you know, enough of a cushion.
Right.
We'll be at, if things keep trending the way they're going, we'll be at something like $2.7 billion by the end of this fiscal year.
Wow.
Because of revenue intercepts that are going on. And that means we'll be at 14%. When we hit 15%, we don't stop grabbing those dollars, those one-time dollars. We grab them and we throw them against debt. Or more importantly, we grab them and we build up the balance in the pension fund. So all of this together, and you've heard me say this a million times, it's not sexy. But when the bond rating agencies look at what are you doing, this is the kind of stuff that Connecticut right. can do to get ourselves on stronger fiscal footing. And I would argue we're on much stronger fiscal footing, deficit notwithstanding, than we were 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned just a moment ago in passing is basically the retirement fund, the health care fund for that's kind of a pay as you go, I guess, more than anything. But I mean, as far as the retirement fund, how's that doing? Because that's the big one in the room.
Yeah, look, no, when they made the adjustments to the pension fund and really put some rational thinking around, you know, how much is it really going to bring in on a year-to-year basis? And that's obviously a question for the treasurer. But, you know, there were overblown numbers that were baked into that. And so when you say, oh, yeah, well, next year I'm going to make 150% of what I'm making right now.
Yeah.
It's like, well, really? Okay, well, maybe. And then when you don't and you spend like you're making 150% more, then you got debt. You have a deficit that you need to deal with. So between markets up and down and overblown assumptions about what was going to actually come in, that fund and, frankly, years of the state not making its minimum payments,
right.
that led to, you know, a really tough situation. So when they corrected all of those inputs, it took us actually further down than we were. But the position we were at on paper was not real. So it took us from like 41% funded to like 38 or 39.
Right.
But now every year for the last almost decade, we have made the full pension payment every year. And we're on course to pay off the unfunded liability in that normal okay. payment period. And that again, that's good because once that happens, and there'll be a whole new cast of characters in these
things
when that occurs.
We like cast of characters.
Yeah,
we
that's
like
a good that. Thing.
You've hey, nice. Kevin, great stuff as always. Appreciate the knowledge. Thank you for your time. And if we don't talk to you before Christmas, have a great one.
Thank you. You guys too.
My guess, I'm sure we will.
My guess is we will.
Yeah, we will. But we got him coming to the holiday store. It'll be fun.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.